This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown time is 7 after the hour. Once again, the time goes so quickly, it seems like nanoseconds ago when Michael Hedison, yeah, good, Doug. Michael Harrison, the editor, see, I get paid by the word. Sometimes I put words together to save people who are paying me money. So if I put Harrison and editor together, it's Hedison.
I'm the editor. That's a very good idea. Well, actually, we live in a time when everything is reduced
AI?
To acronyms. And
yeah, but
you know what the problem with AI is? You know, I'm an editor.
There's
I deal
a lot
with
of
words.
Yeah.
The problem with AI is it's spelled A, capital A, capital I, and it looks like Al.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like capital A, lowercase L, and it looks like, you know, so we're using Al to, that's in my head. I don't know if you've ever mistaken it for Al.
What I'm finding, I'm curious, or I'm not so much curious as I am concerned about what happens down the road to youngsters who are my grandchild, your grandchild's age and mine, to the exposure they'll have to this stuff. Jennifer Horn, whom you know on KRLA in Los Angeles, tried this week to have a chat with that GPT thing, and they sort of put together, they concocted a press release. They put information into this thing, and 5 seconds later, it came out with a press release saying that her partner was going to go do something else. They just tried that on the air, and it was all full of information about this guy's life, about where he'd worked, about what his views are in 5 seconds.
It basically is what a mathematical pocket calculator does in instantaneous time. It does endless calculations down to the decimal point.
And so what good is that?
With data.
What good is it? What is it for? What does it do that's going to be beneficial to mankind?
Saves time and work.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Right. Well, say, we don't have to work too hard to
put more people out of work, so more people will be dependent on the government and the taxpayers.
We don't have to work as hard or as expensively in providing misinformation for people. Mm. This way, we're able to provide misinformation more economically.
Yeah. You know, speaking of misinformation, I want you to go through the story list and the people list, and then let's find some things in there. The information that has come about as a result of discussion of these stories. What's right? What's wrong? Not what's right and what's left. What's right and what's wrong? Let's do that for a moment or two after you go through the list officially, please, Mr. Harrison.
At number 10, we have the NFL draft. At number 9, we have the Supreme Court of the United States abortion pill ruling. At number 8, we have trans and LGBTQ issues. At number 7, we have the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 6, the mortgage subsidy plan. At number 5, the 2024 presidential race. At number 4, DeSantis versus Disney. At number 3, Trump legal battles. Number 2, the debt ceiling deal. And number 1, Tucker exits Fox. On the people survey, we have at number 10, Zoe Zephyr. At number 9, Don Lemon. Number 8, Ron DeSantis. Number 7, Mike Pence. Hunter Biden is 6. E. Jean Carroll is number 5. Number 4, a little-known political figure named Donald Trump. Number 3, Rupert Murdoch. Number 2, Tucker Carlson. Number 1, Joe Biden. And that's a kind of a fuzzy look at the week. Toward the end of the week, a icon of American popular culture and talk performances, Jerry Springer, died. And an argument could be made that he could wind up on that chart as well. But at the end of the week, everything was already nailed down.
I've told you my Jerry Springer stories, haven't I?
No.
I have never told you a Jerry Springer story? Really?
Not that I remember. I mean, you might have. But,
all right, so
you know,
you remember in the late 80s when I was doing afternoons at WCKY in Cincinnati?
Oh, that's right. You were in Cincinnati.
I was. So on, I decided I did 2 to 6, and Pete Rose followed me on the air on that station from 6 to 8. So we that marks some interesting
rogues gallery.
Oh my God! So anyway, I had decided, because I didn't know that much about Cincinnati, and I wanted to bring some of the local color in. So I asked Nick Clooney, who's George's father, because George grew up in Cincinnati. His dad's been a newsman there forever. I think 43 years he did the evening news on one of the NBC station there. So I asked him if he would like to come over on Friday afternoons and chat with me and the audience about what's going on in Cincinnati. Well, he had an allegiance to WLW and yada. Okay, so I asked Jerry Springer. In 5 seconds, he was there. He would come over on Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock. And we would have a car. Maybe it wasn't, but I think he did the 5 or 6 o'clock news. So maybe it was, I forget. But it was toward the end of the program, anyway, every Friday. And we'd talk about things going on in Cincinnati. Now, remember, I told you that Pete Rose followed me on the air at 6 o'clock. So Pete would come down into the studio. You talk about two Cincinnatians. Pete would come into the studio, and I sit there, and the two of them would go back and forth for an hour. It was hysterical. It was great. Great radio.
Is there a Cincinnati culture that one could, you know, make fun of? Like you know, a couple of Bostonians. Like, hey, what do you think?
Oh, they didn't like me at all.
Yorkers, hey, what's going on?
Oh, no.
You know,
yeah.
Kind of a distinct Cincinnati-ism
Springer,
that would mark their conversation?
It's interesting because Springer was a New Yorker. Actually, he was born in England, and he came over here as a youngster, and he gravitated to Cincinnati, ran for mayor. And he was disgraced in recall because he used city funds to pay for a prostitute. So then he became the nightly anchor on this TV station and attracted an audience that rivaled Nick Clooney's audience. And the company that owned the station had a station in Chicago. And so they brought him to Chicago, and the rest is history, as they say. It didn't take him long before they started this TV show that was on the air for, what, 29 years or something. And all of this stuff. I remember when I asked him to come on after he'd started the program in Chicago, he would say he didn't understand. He thought that the program was terrible and there was no good reason for it. But I said to him, what do you mean no good reason? You got a lot of viewers. That's what you're there for, is to get viewers and sell advertising. He said, well, yeah, you're right, but the program is horrible.
Well, I mean, I think he did a tremendous amount of work in raising the level of sophistication and dignity.
Yeah, sure he did.
Did he ever throw a chair at you?
No, he never did. I don't think he ever. I think he left that to the people who were on the stage.
He was always above the fray.
Yes. But he was a very intelligent guy.
Oh, yeah.
And actually quite a good guy.
That's true.
Yeah, he was a good guy. And, and very self-aware. He knew that he was a circus clown. He knew it was an act. It was like being in the middle of the ring in the circus.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have to do much.
Very much like, I'm blanking on the guy's name. He was a big, big star of television and in front of the camera and behind the camera. Chuck Barris.
Oh, yes.
Gong Show back in the 70s?
Yep.
Total insanity.
Yeah.
And he just rode above the fray with his attitude that the world's insane and ha, ha, ha.
Right. You know? Now, here's the last part of the story, which I tell, and I smile because I can't help but almost laugh out loud at this. There was a new beer garden that opened just over the line in Kentucky. And so the guy that owned it listened to Jerry and I talking on the air, and so he called and asked us to could we come open his beer garden with some silly karaoke? So Jerry said, yeah, let's do it. And I said, okay, what do you want to do? He said, let's do Ebony and Ivory. I said, okay, who's going to be Ebony? He says, I'll be Ebony, you be Ivory. So he blackfaced himself. Can you imagine doing this today? We sang karaoke Ebony and Ivory. It was, you know, the audience was crazy. It was just some of my best memories of silly radio have to do with him.
So you did that. You did the blackface routine live.
I didn't do it.
At the
beer garden.
At the beer garden. Well, you did it by being partners with him.
Yeah.
You're just as guilty as he was.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your support.
I don't know whether or not I can continue to
be
on
with me
today.
Anymore. Yes, thank you. If you want to leave, I can plenty. I can talk about myself.
You can play the part of me.
Yes, I can. Right.
You can do both of us.
Can you imagine though if we even tried to do something like that today? What we have, we wouldn't be booed.
We would be relegated to obscurity on a level that's even greater than the level we have achieved.
Later, you mean more than Don Lemon?
We would even be less known than Don Lemon.
Yeah.
Can you imagine rising to that level of depth?
I'm eager to get your spin on the Tucker Carlson thing. Even he says he doesn't understand why so many people are talking about this because there are so many more important things to talk about. That didn't stop it from becoming number one this week on the story list. But is this back to the circus? In a sense, you know, really and truly, it's a circus.
It
really is. And the players, Rupert Murdoch. Right? Who's going to play him in the movie? There's going to be a movie about this. Who's going to play Rupert Murdoch? Who will play Tucker Carlson? Who will play the folks? Remember they did the Ailes movie and didn't the great character actor from New York who normally does, I'm going to say Grisham, but it's not Grisham, it's...
I don't remember.
Oh, come on. Oh yes, he did get all... He played Winston Churchill on the Queen. Yes, Lithgow. John Lithgow.
John
played
Lithgow
Rupert Murdoch.
Played Rupert, and not Rupert, Roger Ailes.
Roger Ailes, sorry, it wasn't Rupert, it was Roger Ailes, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Roger Ailes.
One's the same as the other, they could blend back and
Lithgow's
forth.
Lithgow's a great actor. He did a wonderful job of Winston Churchill.
Yep, he sure did. Mm. All right, so anyway, we've got a lot of things here that we need to go through. I'm interested to get your spin because you're the most articulate person I know when it comes to football and the NFL draft, which, as you said, is number 10 this week. You look at some of these issues and you think, why are they this important? They are because it's not gradient levels of importance. It's how much they're being talked about. That's what the research is at Talkers. How much are people talking about these people and these stories? So we'll get to more of that as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 18 after the hour.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is like change tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at Silverlungs.com. That's Silverlungs.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
No worries. Michael Harrison is here with Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. No worries when I say we get to the bottom of many of these stories and the issues of the day. We determine that we should talk about some of them straightforward and some of them we kind of go in the back door. I don't know whether that's the approach to take to the NFL draft. What do you make of some of the people that are being drafted? As you know, I'm not a big fan of football, so I leave that to you because it is something. Obviously, if it's number 10, it's getting some recognition. It's not just on sports talk radio. This is news talk radio.
Yeah.
This survey is for news talk radio.
People talk about the NFL draft because it's the off-season big deal. You know, the National Football League recycles players. They come in and they go through their evolution. Some last a long time, but most don't. And you're a rookie 1 year, and then you're a sophomore, and then you're a seasoned veteran, and then you're an old-timer before you get injured and you're out. But you make a ton of money, and so much depends upon coaches and management picking the right up-and-comers from college football to be able to join the team. And the number of picks that they have and the position that they're in based upon how they performed in the standings the year before all play a major role in the drama. And it's like the primaries in politics. And it gives all of the football fans, which is the largest body of sports fandom in America, something to chew on for a while. So that's why the draft is big. There's no specific aspect of the draft that I have a comment on because, frankly, I'm not that interested in the draft.
But they played it up on network television. I think the story I saw when I quickly, because I knew this was going to be on the countdown, just to educate myself a little bit, I saw a story about the Texans taking a quarterback from Ohio State. Doesn't that happen every year? Doesn't Ohio State provide
schools, the big schools that have very, very professional and
right, a lot of money comes from
exactly they
the
develop
alumni
these players,
yeah,
and that's why people, well, first of all, people love college football for three reasons. One, it's a very fast, dynamic, loosey-goosey form of football that you see a lot of things that you don't see in the pros,
right?
And two, you're seeing the stars of the future, and the future means 2 years from now, 3 years from now. That's why a lot of people go to minor league baseball. They just want to see the stars of the future. And those are real fans. And the third reason college football is so big is there's a tremendous amount of emotion and pride attached to being part of the larger body of alumni and the culture of a school. So it's huge. College football is huge, but its impact on the pros is profound. That's where that's the farm team.
Yeah.
That's where these teams get their players. And that's why the draft is big, because football is big.
Yeah.
That's the answer to your question. There was nothing particular about this year's draft that I found to be compelling or controversial.
It's over the top.
Yeah. It just is. Every year it becomes a major discussion. And the talk show hosts and news talk radio are always trying to find something to talk about that's not left-right politics.
Yeah.
So
stretch it a little.
It kind of squeezed its way in to the survey.
It's okay. It's good, because it does, as you said, there's nothing worse than listening to a guy like me who doesn't know anything about the NFL and disdains the game itself talking about it. I mean, it's a waste of time, and it's kind of, I don't know, it deals, my credibility when it comes to it is zero, so why would I talk about it? And people say,
I find your disdain for the game to be interesting.
All right. I'll remember that. It's 28 past the hour on the countdown.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A suspect on the run from Cleveland, Texas, north of Houston, after allegedly killing five neighbors execution-style Friday night when they complained about him firing a rifle. The suspect is an illegal immigrant, deported from the country five times. 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza remains at large this morning, FBI Special Agent James Smith.
Hopefully somebody out there can call us. I pretty much can guarantee you he's contacted some of his friends. We just don't know what friends they are. And that's what we need from the public, is any type of information, because right now we're running into dead ends.
Submit any tips you may have to the FBI at their website, tips.fbi.gov. Today is International Doodle Dog Day. Enjoy a day of fun and excitement with the Poodle Mix. Lance Pry, USA News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. This is a weekly exercise. We go through the stories and the people list that appears in Talkers at Talkers.com. Also, we publish it at GoodDayShow.com. And Michael and I were going on about the NFL draft and my statements about football and my disdain for it. Michael finds interesting.
I find it interesting. Yeah, if you said it bored you, that's one thing. But having disdain, that means there are things about the game that bug you. And I assume it is the violence.
Yeah.
And also, on a certain level, the amount of interest, emotion, and money that people spend to support this violent situation. And all I wanted to say to you was, I have disdain for it, too. But I also enjoy it. It's like a guilty pleasure. And
really? Ice cream is my guilty pleasure.
Yeah, it's a guilty pleasure. I mean, I really enjoy football. I watch it. I get all caught up in it. But I also know it's a terrible thing.
Yeah,
isn't that funny how we could both, and I'm being serious here, around a lot, but you can hold two thoughts at the same time, that you really support something, you enjoy it, you spend time, you invest in it, you care, and another level you realize it's just an awful thing, but you do it anyway.
Yeah. And it does speak to the violence that is prominent in our society, mm-hmm. I think, frankly.
Yeah, it makes me wonder about the wiring of the human nervous system and our DNA as a species. When you step back objectively and you look at humanity, what a dangerous, mysterious beast human beings.
Can we apply that to Ron DeSantis and to Donald Trump and to... others that are aspiring, what's his face?
No. These men are saints.
Ah, of course they are.
They love America. They love America. Mm-hmm.
So they say. I thought it was interesting this week. Ron DeSantis, number 8 on the people list. I thought it was interesting. He said he was going to declare next week that he's running for president, but yet this week all over national newscasts there are ads for DeSantis for president. Yay, DeSantis! Wait a minute, is he running or not? Oh, the suspense is he's going to announce next week whether he's going to run or not, but yet they're spending a lot of money on ads. Ron DeSantis will make a good president. I'm not sure that that's true, but it's, you know,
well,
number four.
Well, these things about announcing, okay, now it's official.
Yes.
We make lying and, you know, cherry
an art form.
Yeah, exactly. It's an art form.
So, number four on the story list is DeSantis and Disney. Oh. So, this whole thing, you know, people are silly enough to think, well, he's really trying to get Disney so they'll pay the taxes. DeSantis is running for president. He will do anything, say anything, go anywhere, do whatever he has to get attention. And if he has to take a shot at Disney, which in his heart of hearts he has to know he's going to lose. But remember the old adage, it's not what you say about me, just it's whether you spell my name correctly. DeSantis.
Yeah,
the Disney
name.
People have clobbered.
MICKEYMOUSE,
Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse, and that, no. I think DeSantis is Mickey Mouse.
I think Mickey Mouse is Mickey Mouse, and DeSantis is Mickey Mouse's enemy.
Ah, no.
I think that it is a foolish thing to do.
To be
the governor of Florida wanting to be president and then to make your beef against Disney and Mickey Mouse a centerpiece of your positions.
Yeah, and all started with the gay thing that Disney didn't approve of.
Right. He painted himself into a corner from which there is
ridiculous.
No return.
No. They're smarter, they have more lawyers.
Disney is a major economic engine that fuels Florida.
40,000 jobs in Florida are a direct result of Disney. You're going to screw that up there, pal?
Not to mention the amount of money that it brings to Florida in terms of the tourist and travel business.
Right.
And culturally, Disney and Disney World are a centerpiece of the lives of so many American citizens.
Yes. How many people at Orlando Airport, man? I challenge you to go in there and get out of there in 2 hours under any circumstance, no matter what day or time of the week it is. So then let's put this into perspective with Trump. This really does so easily and so well plays into Trump.
Absolutely.
And he can take a shot at DeSantis and, you know, make him look foolish, which he does under
DeSantis
the circumstances.
Is pudding head compared to Trump.
So then you have to wonder, if so much attention has been paid to this guy, and in fact he's this bad, his judgment is this bad, what the hell do you want to be president for? Why does he, other than maybe assuaging his own ego, what does he bring to the table? Nothing. And none of these guys bring anything to the table. You know, when you get right down to it, I said, I think last week with you, I thought Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Makes an interesting and attractive candidate, as does Joe Manchin.
Munchkin.
Munchkin, him too. Right. Anyway. All right, let's see. The Tucker Carlson, I'm trying to figure out, I'm looking at the clock and trying to figure out, okay, where can I get Michael's the most appropriate comments about talk radio involvement.
But you were going to ask me about Tucker.
I was going to ask you about
it. But everybody else has mouthed off about it. I'll give you the answer. The reason Tucker exited Fox is because Rupert Murdoch doesn't like him.
Yep.
Done. That's the reason.
That's it, yeah. Right.
You can make lists of the reasons that Rupert Murdoch doesn't like
him. So why did we spend so much time on talk radio talking about it this week? Tucker Carlson doesn't even understand why.
Because it's gossipy. It has to do with things people are interested in. You've got to remember, when a medium such as news talk, whether it's on radio or television, mm-hmm. spends most of its time talking about itself, then you know it has become a reality show mm-hmm. as opposed to news.
Right. Yep. There you go. So, with regard to presidential politics, number five this week, I thought it was interesting that Nikki Haley was on Fox, and she suggested that we shouldn't vote for Biden because he's going to be dead in 5 years. I thought to myself, I looked at that and I thought to myself, did she really? Was she dumb enough to say that? And apparently she is dumb enough to say
that. Yeah, she brings dumbness to new spectacular levels of interest.
Wow. I thought she was okay, but woof. You make a statement like that.
She was the one who also said, I forgot what woman she was talking about, that the woman was not in her prime anymore. That was what got... Don Lemon said that. I'm sorry. Yeah, I confuse Nikki Haley with Don Lemon all the time.
Easy to do.
Yeah, really.
Right. Okay, so now E. Jean Carroll. I'm just bouncing around here because I want to get your comments on some of these things. The jury, according to the Daily Beast, the jury has decided Trump's fate already. In this case, he's guilty as sinned. And so what does he do? Have you watched any of the video from this trial?
No.
It's really kind of interesting. She says the reason it took her so, because the lawyer for Trump said, okay, so you want us to believe that you were raped by Trump. Why did it take you 24 years to come forth? She said, well, I needed the support of the Me Too movement. And I think the Harvey Weinstein thing, she said that on the stand. I suppose that's maybe she's been rehearsed and thought it through because they knew, her lawyer knew that question was going to get asked.
Yeah.
And so.
Maybe she wants to sell the script to Law and Order, you know.
She's got a book.
Right.
She's written a book. And that's one of the reasons that she's. And the lawyer.
What do you think is going to happen? Do you think this is going to have any traction? Do you think that this case, amongst all the cases involving Trump?
Well, let's say he's found guilty. And then the people running against him would easily say, you want a rapist as the president? That's all they have.
And then there'll be a resounding crowd answer from his core go, yeah, why not? I like his policies.
Yeah.
What is policies?
His choice of women. All right, let me spend a moment talking about your immune system, if I may. Michael, yours and everybody who's listening to this program. If it's strong, it's great. If it's not, you drink a lot of coffee, you drink a lot of beer, you eat a lot of fast food, then your body is acidic. And every disease known to man comes because you have a bad gut. You've heard the old expression that we have. Actually, Dr. Jack Stockwell is big on this because he's a GAPS practitioner. Everything in your body starts in your gut. So if you want to fix that, and then you follow the road to Balance 7, and the road's pretty easy to follow. All you have to do is call 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug. And you'll be able to buy Balance 7, get $15 off in the deal, get a free bottle of another product from this company called My Smooth Skin. You get free shipping and money-back guarantee. By the time you're done, they'll be paying you. Well, not really, but you know the story here. 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug, 800-793-9039. Or you visit balance7.com. Get healthy. Feel better. With Balance 7.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. And it's also a vital service that provides important emergency information when your community needs it most. Tell Congress you need AM Radio to stay in your car. Because when cell phones and the internet are down, this free emergency service is critical. And when you don't have electricity, radio in the car is often your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM Radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive Online through our mobile app or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Idiots talk among us. They're lazy, lazy, lazy. Idiots talk among us.
Their speech is often hazy. Never ceases to amaze me.
Idiots talk among us.
Tries to be crazy, crazy, crazy.
Crazy, 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 crazy.
All right. So this is the song that Michael Harrison and Gun Hill Road have done about the state of the world. The song is called Idiots. It has about 9 million downloads streaming.
It's unbelievable
so far.
What a hit it is online.
Right.
I mean, there's no record industry, and music
anymore.
Radio doesn't
right.
is not interested in something like that. But
yeah.
online, my tens of thousands, not millions, tens of thousands
yeah.
Of downloads and views. And the video is just, people love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's idiotsvideo.com. Idiotsvideo.com. Check it out, folks. It has a life of its own. Looking forward to showing it at the Talkers Conference. It'll be a lot
well,
of fun.
You know, it may come. Michael has asked me to sing the Star Spangled Banner at the Talkers Conference, and I've been rehearsing. Whether I do it or not remains to be seen. But it would be good for me to sing the Star Spangled Banner to the audience and then to have Idiots. Play right after, because I probably would sing and people would say, look at that idiot up there.
I would hope not.
No.
It's dangerous singing the Star Spangled Banner at any time.
Of course it is.
Because one, it's a tough song to do.
Yep.
Two, people are very sensitive about its interpretation.
Yeah.
And three, you know, it's like, why him? Why her? Couldn't they get somebody better?
Why not me? Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, say, can you see? By the so Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, there are lots of people now. I like the new, if you haven't checked out the new format, you will enjoy the format because it's easier for you to read through stories. As a matter of fact, lead story right now at Talkers.com is a focus. Most of you know who Newsmax CEO Christopher Ruddy is.
Yeah.
He's going to be one of the many people speaking at the Talkers Convention, which is a month and a week away, right? Isn't it? Like,
it's a little bit over a month away. You know, Chris
yeah.
Ruddy is the man in the arena. My God, he's a great keynote speaker.
Yeah, I figured Tucker Carlson might go wandering over there.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't miss that
yeah.
if I were you.
No,
hey, thanks for having me on the show. This has been
hey,
fun.
Michael, my pleasure. Of course, as usual, it's 10 before the hour.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
It's one of the, I won't call it wonderful movies, entertaining movies, City Slickers. There were two of those, if I remember correctly, right, Chucker?
There were two.
Yeah, and they were just fun. Silly, fun. Billy Crystal at his best, and he's done some really great stuff. I thought it was just a little slapstick. What do you think?
I was one of my all-time favorite movies, City Slickers, the original. It came out in 89. I must have seen that five, six, seven times in the theater. Audiences ate that movie up. It was one character-driven, funny. It was emotional. I think of all the movies Billy Crystal did, and I love Billy Crystal. I think he's a tremendous talent, but that was my favorite Billy Crystal film. And we play a theme because Bruno Kirby, who co-starred in that movie with him, was born this day, April 28, 1949, passed away in 2006. I guess him and Billy Crystal had some sort of a falling out at the end of his career, but I was always a Bruno Kirby fan, so first saw him in Godfather 2, was in when Harry Met Sally also, Good Morning Vietnam, Donnie Brasco. Really good on screen, but City Slickers, I think, is a classic film.
Yep, I agree with you 100%.
Good theme, too. Yeah, it's a nice theme to wake up. That woke me up, actually.
Well, it sounds like a cowboy movie. All right, so Return to the Jedi is back in the theaters this weekend. The new George Foreman movie is out, so...
Now, let me ask you a question about this, George. Obviously, this is not a high-profile movie, but they're giving it a theatrical.
I'm not going to see it.
I think his story's really good. I just don't see anybody going to a movie theater to see this movie.
I don't want to watch somebody beat the hell out of somebody else. Other than that, his story is good.
It's a good story, though. He looks great for his... The guy's still doing these commercials. He looks really good.
He's made $1 jillion selling those damn grills. That's really what he's more known. People, this generation doesn't know him as a boxer.
No.
They know him as a salesman for grills.
But he did get back. I guess the linchpin of the story is, if I remember right off the top of my head, he did get back in the ring in the 50s.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, he did. Yep, yep.
That's not easy to do.
That's right. Another movie called Are You There, God?
Getting really good reviews.
Is it? Now, is it another one of the Holy Roller movies, or is
I'm not sure exactly what it's. I know it's got like 99% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. We booked it at the theater I'm involved in. I told you that off air. I'm going to go see it tomorrow. I'll let you know what I think about it. I'll let you know if it's safe for you to come.
What about Somewhere in Queens? I kind of want to see that.
I don't know.
Ray Romano.
Oh, okay.
He's Ray Romano and a bunch of Italians in Queens.
I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, it looks like
I just heard Ray Romano had a 90% blockage, though, in his artery.
I heard that, too. Yeah, exactly.
Good thing they caught it.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
I got one movie news of interest here I think you'll like. Remember the movie Dodgeball from 2004, Ben Stiller, Vince Vaughn?
Yes.
Very funny movie.
Yeah.
It has a good legacy. They're going to do a sequel. 20th Century Fox has hired a screenwriter. Vince Vaughn pitched it. Vince Vaughn will be the star. No word if Ben Stiller or the rest of the cast will be involved, but Vince Vaughn will. They need the rest of the cast to do that movie. Let me just say this, Doug. These are the type of movies we need beside the big popcorn movies. Silly comedies. They don't do any of these things.
I want a movie about Jerry Springer's life.
Yeah, it'd be a good one.
Of course it'll be a good one. Somebody will come out with a movie. So Netflix has announced this week the end of DVD delivery service. I'm amazed it still existed. Did you know it still existed?
I did not know it existed, no. I don't know anybody who does it.
I don't either, as a matter of fact. So as of this September, they'll send out their last red envelope. But look at what it developed into. Netflix is arguably the most important of all of the streaming services, don't you think?
God. Yeah, I'm going to tell you a story. I remember doing a spot on your show when Netflix first started to talk about digital and streaming. And I said on the show, I don't think that is I never believed that people would stop going to video stores. Like, they had a vision. People in the industry knew they would take the industry digital. And I just thought, people are really going to sit home and just watch everything. They're not going to go out and get an ice cream cone, go to the video store. But, they stopped going to video stores. No, I miss going to Blockbuster. Got to be like, or the mom and pop.
It's like Barnes and Noble. Who goes to a Barnes and Noble anymore? It's a disgrace. But yet nobody goes to Barnes and Noble.
But there are still bookstores, and there are still libraries.
Yeah.
But you don't
library.
Really,
did you say library?
Whatever.
You said
whatever.
Library.
You don't really need. You know. You just need the internet, right, to do almost anything you want.
Well, that's the problem. And then what's going to happen with artificial intelligence? Are you and I going to make our own movie? Can we produce a movie that gets into a theater? What do you think?
Who knows? Movie. We can certainly do a movie.
A movie about life in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. That'd be a pretty interesting movie,
I don't know.
Not ready for that? Okay.
No.
Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments on the Good Day program every day at this time. He brings us up to date on the important stories from the world of movies and TV, video, etc., etc. This is Good Day at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.